With so many people spending a lot more time at home during the pandemic, there's plenty of time to reconsider all the stuff we accumulate in our houses and apartments. You know, that closet that won't close, that pile of papers that needs filing, maybe even an elderly parent's house that you know needs some attention. We called Julie Hall to get some tips on how to declutter. She is the director of the American Society of Estate Liquidators, and she's got a new book out called Inheriting Clutter. Hall says the COVID-19 related lockdowns have been a catalyst for house cleanings.
And so one of the biggest problems with that is, what do you do with all the stuff? Because we've accumulated it not only for ourselves, but from previous generations. So right now we're definitely seeing an uptick in this particular trend.
And Hall says different generations tend to have trouble parting with different sorts of things.
For example, our Depression era generation, their problem seems to be paper. They really didn't trust a lot of people. So they have receipts from, you know, the 1940s, and they've kept everything that you can imagine, catalogs, magazines. And it is time to let some of those things go and begin the thinning out process. For other generations, I'm a boomer, and I think the pain point for my generation is we have an emotional pull. We feel an obligation to our parents and these items that they cherish so much, but then our children, they don't want these items. So truly, we are the sandwich because we don't know what to do.
Hall says in her experience, millennials tend to have a more straightforward relationship with clutter. They don't want any. Still, she has this advice for people of all ages. Start with the easy stuff, like getting rid of that pile of old magazines in the corner.
Or let's step into the kitchen for a moment, where under the sink is an ice cream maker from circa 1962 that hasn't worked since 1963. And, you know, we've got the Cool Whip containers and the pie tins and the mayonnaise jars. Okay, I understand that that generation wanted to use those things, but they don't need to fill up the cabinets. I think in one kitchen, we counted 93 water glasses. And you just don't need that. So that's a great place to start, too.
Can I ask you, again, like I said, it's a more complex topic than it seems on the surface, because stuff isn't just stuff to people, right? Their stuff isn't just stuff. How do you handle the emotions that people go through when it comes to parting with stuff?
Well, I've had to go through this personally. You know, I became a widow quite suddenly. So I lost my parents suddenly. So I had to learn how to do this myself. And, you know, the emotional part, I think that sorting through items is very healing when someone's grieving. And I think it's really important, whether you're not grieving, in a way, it's still grief because it's your life and you're letting go of a lot of these things and you're welcoming in a new chapter. So for me, the key has always been to make peace with the items I'm letting go of. And I hold it and I look at it and I say, do I like you? Yes, I do. But do I love you? No, I don't. And if I don't absolutely love it and cherish it, I take a picture of it and I let it go.
Decluttering tips from Julie Hall. She is the author of Inheriting Clutter.